And so we have a treat here, and I want to introduce him. Now, it's sort of silly that I've only been here about 8 months, and Ron's been here for, I can't even count how many years. It's like 30-something years? Yeah. So many of you know Ron, but for those that have only been here as long as I have or less, let me introduce Ron. So Ron Mills is a member of Island Pond and has been since 1985. He served in the past as president of the Baptist Convention of New England and is currently serving as a lay leadership development team or on the team at the Baptist Convention of New England. He also serves as a church strengthener with the New Hampshire Baptist Association, and he's in his all his spare time, he's working as a chaplain with the Marketplace USA. And so Ron has been very involved in the church for all these years and a great encouragement to me. And so let's give him a big Island Pond welcome as he comes and shares from the Word.
Well, what a pleasure it is to be with you this morning in this capacity. About 7 years ago, as president of the Baptist Convention, my presidential address I have redone. And so some of you might have heard this a little bit 7 years ago, but I have redone it for today. I had done this because when Pastor asked me, and I started praying immediately, what am I going to speak about to my church today? And as I was driving home from a company, going down 111, lo and behold, an eagle is flying across the highway. So I said, thank you, God. And I've got another story a little bit later. But I thank you for the opportunity. I was not given a time limit. So dinner is until 5 o'clock. So bear with me. But the Bible, let me read the scripture. Or let me just say this first. The Bible has over 25 specific references to eagles. And there's no other bird that has that much ink in scripture, which sends a message about its prominence among birds. And the most famous scripture reference on eagles is the passage from Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We've quoted it and sung about it many times. It's a verse which we all love because of the imagery of soaring like eagles, soaring above the clouds, nothing keeping us down, freedom from cares and struggles, powers to raise above the difficulties of life, strength to keep going no matter what rises above the difficulties, never being bound by earthly things. Who among us does not want to soar? Could this be the purpose that God created the eagle as he did, to give us this awesome picture of soaring to which we can aspire, to aspire us through the eagle to never be satisfied with our earthboundness? Let me ask you a question this morning. Which bird do you resemble? Look at the canary for a minute. A beautiful little bird that's content to sing all day in a cage. He never soars, has to be fed by others, has no power or authority in his wings. I got to tell you, that describes me much too often. I can be so easily content with chirping away in my own confined, comfortable world. But then we have, if this works, we have buzzards. And there's nothing beautiful about this bird. They're content to sit on telephone poles and squawk, looking for dead things to eat. They have no beautiful songs, and they don't know how to soar. Do you ever find yourself sitting on the sidelines, complaining, criticizing, and judging instead of soaring? I'm going to ask you a lot of questions this morning. I don't ask for answers. This is between you and the Lord. But I know I do that sometimes. Maybe Adam's going to help me because this doesn't seem to be working. We tested this out real good, but technology is real good when it works and not so good when it doesn't. Well, anyways, let me move on. I always have plan two. Then there's the peacock. Now, there's a beautiful bird, for sure. Thank you, Lord. Comfortable and big. But this bird is extremely self-focused, and there he is. Prunes all the time, struts around to show off its beautiful feathers, and is terribly self-important. But you'll never see a peacock soaring above the clouds. And God must surely look on me sometimes, behaving like a peacock instead of soaring like an eagle. Next, eagles. God wants us to soar like eagles. We don't have to settle for cages or telephone poles or beauty parades. We have an incredible opportunity to learn how to soar like eagles. And when we fall short of that, we miss out on many wonderful things God has planned for us. But before an eagle soars, he has to learn some difficult lessons. The eagle's existence is often filled with troubles, hard work, difficult circumstances, unpleasant environments, discouragements, and failure. Sound familiar? For us to soar like an eagle, we have to know how to deal with the currents of our lives. We have to learn how to soar and be willing to leave our feathered nests. We have to develop effective launching pads that allow us to catch God's currents. And we have to know how our strengths can be renewed like eagles. You see, eagles have a unique design that sets them apart from other birds. Eagles are built differently. Eagles have 6 to 7 foot wingspans, and eagles can weigh up to 15 pounds. We have an eagle over at Sunset Lake that's been visiting us for the last 5 years. A bald eagle. And when it first landed, we were telling my father-in-law, and he says, no way. But we have a bald eagle over on Sunset Lake. And one day we were sitting on the dock just watching him fish as he was soaring down. And to my amazement, this bird with a 7 foot wingspan is attacked by a little blackbird. And it reminds me of how powerful and majestic we may think we are in the Lord. Satan is always there to attack us. Now, that little blackbird could not destroy that eagle, but he sure made him change his course and aggravate him enough that he ran away. And sometimes that happens to us, doesn't it? Design of their wing makes them aerodynamically superior to other birds. Each wing has more than 1,250 feathers, which are separated at the tips like fingers of a hand. And when the eagle spreads those huge wings and their feathers spread into fingertips, he is able to catch the currents of the wind and soar like no other bird ever has. Eagles are different than other birds. And the reason I chose this is because God mentions them 26 times in Scripture. There's got to be something about an eagle that he wants us to understand. We too are different. John 17, 15, 16. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of this world, even as I am not of it. Those who are his disciples through saving faith are not of this world. So what does it mean to be not of this world? I'm glad I asked myself that. It certainly doesn't mean that we don't live in this world any longer, nor does it mean that Christians should be isolated. We don't need and shouldn't have Christian communes where we're surrounding ourselves only with other Christians and screen out the world as much as possible. Jesus clearly wants us to be in the world, but not of it. 1 Peter 2:9 puts it this way, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." There's a reason that Jesus wants us to be in this world, but not of it. It is so that we can declare the praises of him who has changed us, who has given us, if you will, eagle's wings. We have one reason for being left here on this earth, in which this world, of which we are no longer citizens, and that is to bring praises and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Like eagles, believers in Christ, we are intended to fly high attitudes in the heavenlies. Ephesians 2, 6 and 7 says this, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." Now, this ability to fly high gives you more than just freedom. It gives you a unique perspective on the world beneath you. You look at everything very differently when you see it from heavenly realms. And you realize how distorted your priorities and concerns were when you were earthbound. Sometimes we just get comfortable with what the day brings. Comfortable in our offices. Comfortable in our surroundings. Comfortable just holding things steady. And by the way, when we hold things steady, nobody's going to complain. God is trustworthy. Even when we can't see the path in front of us, we have the sure promise of God. Jeremiah 29 puts it this way, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We need to learn how to fly and soar. You know what, people? We need flying lessons. Let's look at how the eaglet has to learn how to soar. And even though she has wings, she needs flying lessons. And it all starts in a cozy little nest. Mama eagle will lay 1 to 3 eggs annually. Responsibility is shared by both parents in hunting, in nesting, and eagle boarding. As the time approaches for the eggs to hatch, the mama eagle will begin to pull from her breast a downy fur to prepare a soft, warm bedding for her babies. Both parents are very devoted to their offspring, and they make the nest as comfortable and safe as possible for their precious eaglets to be born. And there, in the warm, soft, safe place, the eaglets are born and happy to spend their first day and weeks there. So the baby eagle settles into their new home, never realizing that this is not her permanent abode, never even knowing she has wings to fly and soar. And while the baby eagle is safely tucked in the nest, getting stronger and growing bigger every day, mama and papa soar over and hover over her, showing her what eagles are meant to do, but with such a comfortable nest, baby eagle is content to be a freeloader and just let mom and dad take care of him. Each day, as the eaglet gets bigger, her wings become stronger, but she doesn't pay any attention. I mean, life is good. One day, when the baby eagle is about 3 months old and about 80% of its full-grown size, mama and papa start behaving very strangely. Mama stomps into the nest, squawking and throwing all the soft fur and feathers out and sweeping the nest with her great wings. With all the softness gone, the nest becomes uncomfortable with scratchy sticks and branches coming from every direction. No longer is it a cushy place for the baby eagle to lie around and relax. The eaglet must now stand on her own two talons and avoid the unpleasant abrasiveness of the nest. So this causes her to balance herself, and her talons grow stronger because she has to stand all day. So Mama and Papa Eagle have a good reason for this, putting the baby through this uncomfortable stage, but the eaglet does not understand what's happening. All baby knows is that life used to be comfortable, and she felt very protected and loved by her parents, and now it seems as though those same parents are causing her misery and making her life dreary on purpose. But Mama and Papa Eagle were willing to be misunderstood by their own child in order to help her grow into a mature eagle she is meant to be. The maturity is brought on by comfort removal. Did you know that God is more concerned with your maturity than with your comfort? And it seems that for all of us, our growth into mature Christians comes most often by comfort removal in our lives. James 1, 2-4 wrote, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Consider it pure joy. And this has the meaning of think forward. When the feathers have been taken, let's get back to the nest for a minute. When the feathers have been taken from the nest and life is very uncomfortable, we need to consider it pure joy. Think forward beyond the difficulties of the moment and consider the good that is going to come from the difficult experience. It is a matter of choosing what you will think about, the present difficulties or the future good. Hebrews 12:11 writes, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained in it." A baby eagle has no ability to think forward. She has no capacity to understand the good that's going to come when the comfort is taken away. But if you're a child of God, you have the presence and the power of God's Holy Spirit residing in your body, enabling you to think with the mind of Christ and see beyond your present troubles. As we'll see in a minute, what happens to the eagle, the little eaglet, sometimes might happen to Christians sitting in pews on Sunday morning. As the comfort removal were not enough, Mama Eagle then proceeds to do what seems even more cruel. She jumps into the nest, fluttering her huge wings, pushing the baby eaglet to the edge of the nest. Papa Eagle, flying above the nest, keeping his eyes on the baby eagle. With the baby eagle on the edge of the nest, not knowing what's going on, Mama pushes the little eagle over the edge. The little eaglet starts to flap its wings, but then tires. But before the eaglet crashes into the rocks below, Papa Eagle swoops down with an incredible speed and rescues the baby eagle, spreading his wings underneath the baby just before she crashes into the ground, only to return the little eaglet back to the nest, where Mama repeats the exercise until the baby eagle realizes by spreading her wings and catching the wind currents, she can soar like Mama and Papa. The analogy here between the eagle and our own experience as Christians makes clear why the eagle is used in Scripture as an illustration for us. When we're born from above, we are given a new nature, our eagle nature, if you will. But even though we're born with wings to soar, we have to take soaring lessons. Are you comfortable this morning in your little nest? Do you need a little push over the edge once in a while? I want to reassure you that your Heavenly Father has not forgotten you. He never takes his eyes off of you. The Lord can fall, or he can fly faster than you can fall. Psalm 33:18. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love. Before one can soar like the eagle, one has to know who makes it possible. And the one that makes it possible is the person of Jesus Christ. You see, without Jesus Christ, there'll be a day when you will fall and no one will be able to catch you from crashing against the rocks. So maybe this is a good time to ask the question. Have you been made a new creature in Christ? We've been talking this morning about setting our sights on soaring. But that can't happen if you don't have your eagle wings. So what does a person have to do to become this new creation and acquire those wings that will allow him to soar? Well, I think the Bible's clear on this. Romans 10:9-13 puts it this way. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blessing all who come to him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, the Papa Eagle doesn't let his little eaglet smash against the rocks. And if you belong this morning to the family of God through Jesus Christ, your Heavenly Father also will not let you smash against the rocks. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll not fall. The Scripture tells us that all have fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. But Jesus, this morning, has provided a way. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Pray with me this morning, if you will. Father, I